Part 13, Chapter 4. Sit had sunk into deep apathy. The gas drone roared on, deafening, cold, and dark. That silly dimwit Nup! Sit had thought at first that the engine sounds he heard were just some rattles in this old relic. But after a while, his trained ear could pick the sound out separately from the din in here. He listened in different parts of the cheerless drone, and then at the flapping door. It was the Mark 32. The Mark 32, hit 'em low, kill 'em, heavy-armored ground strafer. Nup was flying escort to the drone? Zit had puzzled and puzzled on it, and in fact had done little else. At first, Zit was all hope. He thought Nup had followed him out of the hangar, intending to lower a ladder to the open door and snatch him out of here. But Nup seemed to be utterly unaware of the fact that there was an open door and was flying on the opposite side of the drone from it. True, Zit had not briefed him at all. The busted lamp bulb had mostly been talking about bulbods and rumors in Cyclo that they were the next target. What nonsense! Zit went over it carefully. No, in the rush of trying to get out and at those attacking Tolneps with a ground strafer, he had simply raced around asking whether anyone had been checked out on a Mark 32 and had slammed Nup into the co-pilot seat, and then had had to go attend to that drone. He dimly remembered his last words to Nup. They were,
"Come on!"
And he had been surprised when Nup hadn't run after him to the drone. Instead of mopping up the Tolneps, Nup was out there flying escort in a ground strafer. He might have been checked out, but he certainly didn't know what it was for. Why, with that Mark 32, he could batter down a whole city, and nothing could penetrate its hide. It was a support plane for ground troops. No ground fire could touch it. No interceptor ships could even scratch its hide. And what was Nup doing with it? Riding escort to a drone that needed none. Zit got very bitter. Damn Turl and damn Nup. Then, as the huge drone with its deafening engines rolled along to the devil's knew what destination, Zit began to realize that Nup didn't know he was aboard. A bit later, when he looked at his watch, Zit realized that that Mark 32 was going to run out of fuel. Wherever they were in this dark night, that Mark 32 was a write-off. He hadn't put fuel in it for such a trip because he didn't have cartridges, and a Mark 32 had no great range anyway, being intended for local use. Well, Zit had plenty of breathe gas. He had a gun. He had a wrench. For a while, he monkeyed around with the preset box armor, thinking he might be able to open it and change it. But without keys or the means to make them, not even a piece of blast artillery could open it. When they said armored, they sure meant these damned old gas drones. So he had finally slumped down on the cold plates in the forward end of the ship and, in apathy, decided to last it out. In a day or two or three, this thing would land. There was nothing in it to cushion anyone from the rough landings these made, but Zit imagined he would survive it. Just sit and wait. That was all he could do. Damn Turl. Damn Nup. Damn the company. And all on half pay. And no bonuses.